This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. But wait, there's more. More winter weather coming our way. City Emergency Management Department has issued a travel advisory for tonight through tomorrow morning. Advice from Mayor Adams.
If you can stay off the road, be off the road. You can leave your car parked without getting a summons because alternate side parking will be suspended. And we are really encouraging New Yorkers to take public transportation.
On Long Island, Hempstead Village officials plan to offer an update at noon today. And of course, stay with us and 1010winds.com for all the latest AccuWeather, traffic and transit, storm info, and everything you need. We'll get you through. Bird flu worries are on the rise. Word today that avian flu has killed more than a dozen birds at two city zoos. Gotham says as many as 15 birds across different species have died in Queens and the Bronx. Now, state officials say the zoos are taking steps to protect the birds and remain open because there's little chance of human exposure. This, as Governor Hochul temporarily closes live poultry markets.
Chicken wings are a main dish for the big game, but not this year. Carmen says it's off her menu because of bird flu.
I haven't bought any since, you know, in a while, so that's the deal. So I'm not going to touch it.
The same goes for Rayhan.
No chicken. I am not eating meats.
Governor Hochul says for a full week, no bird poultry can be delivered to live bird markets that are impacted.
Each uninfected market must sell down all inventory, undergo thorough cleaning, and then remain closed for at least 5 days.
And out of an abundance of caution, she says all live bird markets throughout the city, Westchester and Nassau and Suffolk County have been shut down. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Mariners Harbor, Staten Island.
Police are reportedly questioning the mother of a six-year-old girl found dead in a bathtub in a Brooklyn apartment. The call came in just before 1:30 p.m. yesterday from a home at Elton Street in Ridgewood Avenue in Highland Park. When police got there, they found the girl unconscious in the water-filled tub. She was pronounced dead at the hospital, her name not yet released. Police told the New York Times the child had blood clots in her eyes, suggesting a struggle. The medical examiner is doing an autopsy to determine cause of death, and authorities say the investigation is continuing. A court battle could be coming over Mayor Adams' new policy on federal immigration workers. City council leaders considering legal action to block what they call an appalling change, giving municipal workers permission to allow the feds onto city property without warrants if they feel threatened. An immigrant rights group also calling on the mayor to rescind that memo.
Legal aid staff attorney Catherine Cliff said the memo is alarming.
It opens up the door that ICE is in any way intimidating. Obviously, in most cases, ICE is intimidating. The staff are free to let them in or give them information.
At an unrelated announcement in Queens, Mayor Adams refused to answer questions about the memo from reporters. The Trump administration has threatened to arrest people who stand in the way of immigration enforcement and withhold federal funds from sanctuary cities. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Astoria.
Public advocate Jemani Williams issued a statement saying immigrant New Yorkers and families likely feel threatened by their mayor's previous silence and now his actions, adding that that new directive undercuts past guidance and sidesteps sanctuary laws. Bad news at the Brooklyn Museum, which is laying off dozens of employees and cutting exhibitions.
Museum leadership blames it on inflation and slow attendance out of the pandemic.
It's magnificent. What are you kidding? It's like an incredible gift to the cut. You know, look at this. It's gorgeous.
J.R. Brandstrader enjoyed the latest exhibit about gold and has heard about other museums struggling. Weeknight service here will see cuts, but they will add weekend service. This has been a lifelong staple for Michelle.
I grew up in Brooklyn, and I've been coming here for ever, but now it's more dynamic.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
For the first time in 16 years, a raccoon is tested positive for rabies in Suffolk County. The animal was found dead in North Amityville January 28th, sent to the state for testing. Suffolk health officials announced the result after they got the word. They say there is no known human or animal contact with the raccoon. It is Suffolk County's first known case in a land mammal since 2009. Rabies cases have recently spiked in Nassau. Well, Upper Manhattan saw it coming. Traffic buildup and fewer parking spaces because of congestion pricing. And now, a city council member is proposing residential parking permits.
Lamont Worley describes parking here in Hamilton Heights as a trip.
It's been like that for quite some time, but now it's really hard to find a parking space.
Especially with people coming in from Jersey, Westchester, and other places and leaving their cars here to avoid the congestion toll. Council member Carmen De La Rosa is proposing a pilot program to charge residents for a parking permit.
This works if we're able to have parking spaces available. And in order to make parking spaces available, you have to have a cost.
The DOT would decide the fee, and the program still needs approval in Albany. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.